Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Technology for young children. I'm Tanya Hall, and joining me is Ben Drury, co-founder and CEO of Yodo. Welcome, Ben.
Hi, Tanya. Great to be with you.
So what does Yodo do, and what motivated you to start the company?
So Yodo essentially is an audio platform for kids. And we're trying to bring the best in audio for kids across everything from podcasts like this, but music, stories, educational content, sound effects, you name it. We want to be the best in kids' audio. And what we thought with kids is that the missing piece of the puzzle, there was amazing content out there, but there was no kind of user interface for children. Parents, including myself, were having to put kids in front of iPads and screens or even kind of Alexa type devices. There was no kind of user interface designed for kids. So we set out to build one. And essentially we have the Yodo Player, which is a smart speaker built for kids from the ground up. They control it through a nice physical interface. We were kind of inspired by Montessori on that. So that was all about physical, tangible experiences. So we designed these kind of really cool NFC powered cards that the children put into the device, into the speaker, and it starts playing. And that's as simple as that. There's no messing around with screens. There's nothing that the parent has to do. It's really the kid in control.
What are some trends in tech for children that excite you? And what are some of the trends that maybe scare you?
Yeah, I think that the ever-increasing connectivity and power, the CPU power of the gadgets just enables more and more things. And you've got new user interfaces coming out. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff around voice. There's now a lot of action going from Facebook around VR again. And then there's tangible haptic interfaces coming. So I think the whole user interface of technology is quite exciting. It's not just, when we grew up, it was keyboard and mouse, and then it became touch screen. And now you're getting lots of different ways of experiencing technology. And I guess Yodo itself is part of the super trend of IoT. It's connectivity coming to different devices, not just computers or smartphones. It's coming everywhere. So that's still a super trend. I'm still excited about that. On the downside, kind of technology addiction and screen addiction, especially with kids, they're growing up with this stuff. They're the first generation that is the kind of the guinea pigs, and screens are pretty addictive. We're all addicted to screens and the content, and there's a lot of good that comes out of that. We're not anti-screen. We just want there to be a balance. And what we saw certainly through lockdowns in the UK last year with COVID is that the screen problem for kids became even worse, because often they were doing Zoom lessons in the day, and then they still wanted their TV time, they still wanted their game time, so they were getting like 10 hours of screen time a day, and there's a lot of evidence that can be pretty negative for eyesight development, fine motor control development, kind of melatonin suppression, blue lights. There are some negatives there. So what we're trying to do, I guess, is say there is an alternative that can be part of a balance of consumption of great media, great content.
So on that, for preschool age children, how are their brains being rewired by smartphones and tablets compared to maybe children from older generations?
And I saw something recently that suggested that there was something for children, especially things that are around games and things were could be super addictive, like really, really highly addictive. And I think society has to adapt and realize there are positives and negatives to any kind of new development.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What are your recommendations for healthy ways for children to interact with technology?
I think everything is a balance. I'm still a huge advocate of really old school technology. So getting kids on bikes and getting kids in the and getting them up trees and tree houses. We try to do that a lot in our family, especially when the weather's good, and the weather's not always good in the UK, I can tell you. We actually had a really bad summer here. But yeah, technology is so powerful. There's so much good, but I think you need to recognize that it's not necessarily all good. And you need to have, as a parent, I wouldn't want to be trying to preach and dictate to other parents what they should do, but have a balance. And obviously Yotto is an audio platform for kids, and we are passionate about the role of audio in a kind of a balanced diet. Let's call it a balanced diet of consumption of technology. And one of the things that kind of inspired us early on when we were researching Yotto is we found some really interesting research that suggested that audio versus video, if you were to explain the same story to a child in audio form versus video form, it's actually common sense, but the audio version, kids were played the story halfway through, same with the video version. With the audio group, they would demonstrably showing way more imagination and creativity when they were asked to finish the story. They're inventing new characters, take them in different storylines, whereas the video group, the kids that watched the video story, were basically just recreating what they'd seen. So the sort of imagination part and the creativity part had kind of been taken away. And that makes a ton of sense, right? If you've watched the video version, you already know what the characters look like. You're just going to reproduce them, what you remember. Whereas the audio version, there's no visual stimulus at all. So you have to make that up yourself. So that was one of those moments where you're thinking, yeah, I mean, it's pretty common sense, but it's good to see it in a sort of science paper that someone actually done the research. And we thought, yeah, audio is better for creativity and imagination. And we also then kind of riffed on that and thought, well, creative and imagination, that sounds good, but why? And we then thought, well, in the future, this generation of kids, what jobs are they going to be doing? And then we thought, well, there's going to be so much more automation in the world. There's going to be so much more robots and AI and things like that, that actually those very kind of human skills of creativity and imagination are probably going to be even more important. So we found that quite inspiring, and that's something we think about quite a lot.
So on that note, where do you see the market for kid tech going maybe over the next 1, 2, 3, 5 years?
I think the super trend that we see is that the kids' world has been generally dominated by plastic toys, to be completely frank, from Lego to the Hasbro, Mattel's, just churning out plastic toys. And these are things that kids obviously love, and they go crazy for whatever the latest fad is. But those things, they never change, they never get updated, they never improve. Whereas what we've tried to do is say, we want to create a device for children that gets better over time. So we push software updates to it constantly, just like a Tesla car or an Apple iPhone or something. We commit actually to customers that the product you're buying into will get better over time. We're releasing new content, we're making those software updates. And that's something very unusual in the toy industry, because that doesn't exist. I mean, their whole business model is around selling you the next thing. Whereas we're saying, no, don't buy the next player. Please spend more money with us buying cards and buying content and buying services from us. But we'll commit that player will be getting better. And I think because the price point of connectivity into things is getting cheaper, you will start to see more smart toys, I guess, or smart devices. In a way, we don't actually call the Yotto player a toy because it doesn't have the function of a toy. It's an audio player.
Ben Drury, co-founder and CEO of Yodo. Thanks for joining us, Ben. And I love this audio idea. I think it's great for kids. If somebody wants to find out more, how can they do that?
They can, probably the best way is to check me out on LinkedIn. So just search for Ben Drury on LinkedIn, and there's not that many Ben Drurys on LinkedIn. So you should find me and follow me, or send me a message. It'd be great to speak to you. And one small plug, we're hoping to be in South by Southwest next March. So we're trying to get our panel through the panel picker. So if anyone's familiar with that, please go and vote for us on the panel picker on South by Southwest.
All right, you heard it right here. Go ahead and vote for Ben for South by Southwest. Thanks again, Ben.
Thanks, Sonia. Great to speak to you.
Of course. And find and subscribe to more of my interviews right here on all the major podcast platforms under the Tanya Hall Innovation Show or at tanyahall.net. Thanks for watching.